Yo, what's up, Street Talks? Street Gods? Street Vlogs? ASMR Talks?
Eric Kim in the house. Alright, some thoughts. Alright, currently experimenting with the Panasonic Lumix S9. I call it the baby Godzilla on steroids. So, actually a car that I never really gave it much thought is the Volkswagen Touareg, the Porsche Cayman, I think. Actually, these rims actually look super cool. And actually, if you look at the overall profile of the car, it kind of looks like a baby Lambo, which I kind of like. Porsche Cayenne S. Right? Yeah, I think this car looks pretty cool. And it's only, the price is pretty good. Only $59,000. What's that, $60,000? That's cheaper than a Tesla. Okay. So, some thoughts. Currently experimenting with 60 FPS. All right. So some thoughts. Everyone's on the juice. Okay. So whether we like it or not, everyone's on the juice. Now, what does this mean? What are the implications of this? So essentially what this means is, like, I think, this is actually super important. Ooh, love the new Toyotas. Toyota, everyone knows that Toyota is the GOAT. Love this, look at that. Hood vent bulge, yeah. TRD Pro, I mean, yeah, it's a cool car, TRD Pro, iForce Max or nothing. Yeah, I kind of like the fender flares, and also because I think it's a hybrid, I think you're getting better MPGs. How much is this? $65,000. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. What other cool cars we have? Actually, it's a shout out to the Toyota Culver City Cruise, best dealership of all time. Tell them that Eric Kim sent you the super buff jacked Asian dude who walks around all the time. And actually, I think actually we vloggers, we the new goats. Even the Tesla Model S, the standard one, actually in blue it actually looks pretty good. All right, one design vlog, Tesla. Gotta get rid of that little screw thing there, it's pretty ugly. Okay, see, look at this. After all said and done, it's only $58,000, and they have the yoke steering. Everyone, it's like yoke steering or nothing. All right, yoke. And they have the, this is not the plaid, but blue and the white actually looks pretty good. But ultimately, the really smart strategy is you would buy the Bitcoin, not the loser car. Even the the only reason you would get a matte black wrapped car is that you want to be Batman. You're not Batman. It's like you wish that you was Eric Kim. Look at these. Okay. At this point, it's like I'm like starting to just be curious. I'm like, my. These veins don't lie. Yeah. Only one on the juice. So finished reading Pumping Iron by Charles Gaines, written in originally, I think, 1973, and updated in 1980. And essentially, more of the story is everyone's on the juice. The The section that I was reading that I found super interesting was actually back then, you know, everyone's taking artificial steroid testosterone, right? And they didn't actually even think that it was bad at the time. Like, even Charles Gaines, the author, is like writing about, oh, you know, we have the, they're taking anabolic steroids, which are artificially produced testosterone, and there are myths that causes balding and blah blah, but you know, placebo controlled studies show that, you know, this is actually not the case. But essentially all serious bodybuilders, I mean literally everyone you take, and this is 1980s, bro, this is like, oh no no no, even older, 1970s. Wait, let me do the math. So if this was all happening in 1973 and is currently 2024, it's like 50 years ago? Wow, 50 years ago? Oh my. Dang, that was a long time ago. I'm only 36, I was born in 88, right? To quote my best man, Justin, heavyweight since 1988. Wow, so 73 there, already doing the juice. Yeah, kind of not good news, not good news. So let's think about this way, right? If in the 1973, they're taking all these steroids, artificial, whatever, right? Imagine within 50 years, wait, 50 years? Is that right? 50 years. I'm like the only Asian person in it. Let's say it's 50 years, right? In 1970, 30 plus. Wow, that is 50 years. Dang, that's crazy. All right, so imagine how much steroid technology has advanced in 50 years and how much you can get away with stuff. So anyways, the reason why I think this is important is that, I don't know, maybe, I would say like maybe half of capitalism, consumerism on the planet is dictated and run by steroids, I guess, right? Professional sports. Literally everyone's on the gym. I actually have this running theory that any pro athlete who's bald, Kobe, LeBron, Nabalding, MJ, Shaq, everybody's like, I almost could guarantee bet you they all do some sort of juice on the side. Even though they didn't call it, like some, like for example, even technically cortisol shots, they're technically steroids, but they're used to recovery, right? So let's assume they're on the drogas. I mean, actually, if anything, my suggestion would be in professional athletes, sports, whatever, right? We should almost class them like a bunch of different freaks. We should almost make it allowed that they take all the steroids and the juice wherever they want possible, because then it would become 100% transparent. I think one of the difficult things is you have a lot of young impressionable guys, you know, like myself as a teenager boys, right? Like looking at all these dudes and idolizing these dudes and like not thinking that they're on the juice. Like we all grew up watching Arnold, right? In the movies. Rambo and Terminator, and everyone wants to get super effing jacked like them, right? But like there should be like an asterisk saying, you know, this dude takes steroids, right? Even in bodybuilding ads, they just, oh, take our 100% whey on proteins and you'd be jacked like this person's, and whether that's the case or not is totally falso, right? And the reason why I think this is important is when you give people a false view of reality, which is all of social media, YouTubies, whatevs, right? Things are not good, right? And so, like, the very simple thought I have is, if you want to be happier, just delete Instagram. It's like, there's literally, like, zero harm that's going to be done. If anything, like, if I could tell you, you know, you had life-threatening cancer, brain cancer, or pancreatic cancer, whatevs, right? And you could cure it simply by, you know, deleting Instagram or now TikTok, which is even more insidious because it's essentially it's being run by the Chinese Communist Party, right? The CCP, right? And the reason why this is kind of dangerous is because, you know, Instagram alone is terrible, right? But I think, I mean, this is my theory on why TikToks have become so successful is the ultimate goal of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, right, isn't to really monetize TikTok effectively. It's essentially to, it's like spyware for all of the youths, right? And also the reason why League of Legends, Riot Games, stuff like that is a positive evil is that, I mean, my thought is essentially the mainland China's way of indoctrinating the minds and the souls of all the youth in America, and then sooner or later is going to want to do some sort of slow and low-key hidden subversion to steal the minds and souls of the youth. So yeah, just don't let none of your kids use that. Yeah, so... But anyways, going back to the thoughts and issues at hand. So yeah, my simple suggestion is... And I think this is also where I find that ChatGPT is definitely a much more ethical thing than anything from Google, Facebook, Meta, whatevs, is it is not driven by advertising. It's driven on the paid premium subscription model, which means it has a much more transparent model, which I think is also sustainable. It's better to have, you know, 300, I don't know, 400 million Americans all paying $20 a month. Let me do the math. If you had 300 million people, Americans, paying $20 a month for ChatGPT Premium, was that? That's what? 300 million. I need to just, man, my math's so bad. But anyways, it's a lot of money, right? And the reason why advertisement is not sustainable, I just think it's not ethical because, you know, Google AdSense, everything, if it incentivizes a kind of radical sensationalism, it's going to make people anxious, depressed, you know, kind of unwell. And so I think Kim's next trillion-dollar idea is how to essentially monetize the interwebs in an ethical, profitable fashion. And it's so funny too, because we were talking about ethics. You know, ethics is kind of a funny thing because it is a... ethics essentially could be gamed any way you want it to be, right? So for example, like when people are like, oh, this is ethical, this is not ethical, blah, blahs. I mean, you can't prove ethics, right? And so ethics is obviously subjective. There's no objectivity behind it. And as a consequence, I would say thinking critically about ethics is kind of definitely the path forward. Because, and I think this is where the quote-unquote soft sciences, I mean, I don't want to call it the soft sciences, call it the flexible sciences, right? So even sociology, I mean, granted, it's not a real quote-unquote science in the hard sense.
So I think I'm gonna let it get to 70.
It's a soft science in the sense that, like, you know, granted you're not going to be doing nuclear physics with it, but sociology has been, reflecting on it, right? So sociology has been a surprisingly good, robust major that's been pretty anti-fragile to time. Even apparently now, computer science, like, I was shocked. Like, I thought that CS would essentially live forever, and I guess I was wrong. And I guess, you know, the whole idea is that, like, you know, hindsight is 20/20 or something like that, right? And I remember when I was a undergrad at UCLA my freshman year, right? And then my roommate Kevin, he's like studying CS. He didn't know anything about computers, right? And I already did, and you know, build computers. So I'm like, why would I study computer science if I already know how to build computers, right? But then I kind of knew more of the IT tech stuff. I didn't really know the programming stuff. And now that ChatGPT 01 is like a freaking monster at programming, there's kind of no real reason anymore to learn programming, in my opinion. And I think this is where still, like, studying classics or, you know, ancient Greek literature, I don't know, even sociology might be a good idea, because one of the things I learned about society, right, it all comes down to social skills, right? So politics, it's all social skills, and it looks like, you know, the question is, who is more important, the businessmen, the entrepreneurs, or the politicians? Technically, the politicians are more important, because he or she who writes the laws will, you know, obviously be super effing rich, right? And so this is what a lot of politicians do. They make favorable laws for some business people, their buddies, right? And then once they retire from office, they get these speaking engagements for mucho dinero, and then, you know, what else, right? And so even after the dust settled, Obama was supposed to be our savior, but yeah, it looks like he wasn't quite as ethical as everyone thought. I think actually a lot of his self-promotion, it's especially with Michelle Obama, I find it a little bit tasteless. I mean, nothing wrong with self-promotion, but you cannot piggyback off of your goody-two-shoes vision when you're in office as a president and then economically profit off of it. I find it unethical. But anyways, so yeah, I think thinking about ethics, I mean, it's kind of an auto-telic thing. It's something that matters because ethics is anti-fragile towards the future and will become more important.